Welcome into another episode in Coatings Pro Magazine's COVID-19 podcast series. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Coatings Pro. Today we have with us Doug Standel, president of Speed Cove, joining us. Speed Cove manufactures a non-plastic, non-vinyl, preformed cove-based system for the epoxy resinous floor coating industry. They're based out of Placerville, California, which is right outside of Sacramento, and have been in business since 2002. We are recording this interview on Thursday, May 21st, so please be sure to check back for updates and follow the guidance of health professionals such as the Centers for Disease Control. Doug, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Awesome. Would you mind giving us a brief background for our readers and subscribers, maybe your own personal or your company's background?
Sure. Yeah, about 20 years ago, we saw a need in the epoxy flooring industry to create a quicker, easier way to achieve the environmental health department's requirement for integral cove base, which means a waterproof and chemical proof joint between the wall and the floor. And they, for 40, 50 years, they have been hand troweling that. And it's a very difficult, very hard to learn. It takes years to get good at it. It's very tedious. It slows the jobs down. And nowadays, return to service is very important. Businesses want to get open again. Every day they're not open, they're not making money. So we made a product. We invented a preformed cove-based system that the industry had never seen before that you just glue into place and coat over it so you can achieve that environmental health department sanitary cove-based requirement much faster, much easier, and even just with basic labor skills. It doesn't take months or years of practice to be able to put it in. So quite different than what was on the market previously.
Yes, and you know, I'm glad that you explained what a cove base is because you know, I started in the industry about 7 years ago, and it was definitely a new term to me. So I suspect that not all of our readers and subscribers know what that is, especially if they're not in the flooring industry, of course, and have heard that it is quite technical to learn how to install the resinous coving system sort of accurately and something that won't fail prematurely. So it sounds like a great idea for the market.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's had phenomenal success.
So I would also imagine that part of the positives or benefits to your product is also maybe less materials are needed as far as the actual resinous flooring. I would think it takes a lot to build that up. Is that correct?
It's about the same amount of material, but it's quite a bit less labor.
Okay.
It's much easier and much faster to install a preformed cove base versus do it by hand. We can take jobs that take several days and get them done in 1 or 2 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's a huge benefit right now for facility owners who want to get back online as quickly as possible.
Especially, yeah.
Which is definitely something in general the industry wants, I would think, but especially right now, you know, with every state is obviously different, but some are kind of slowly starting to go back to normal. So have you seen a change in business over the past few weeks?
Yes. The past few weeks, thank goodness business has picked up quite a bit. March was pretty bad. We had a record February followed by a record low in March. It's like we fell off a cliff. Yeah. Everything just stopped, came to a halt. Jobs were put on hold, delayed. Shipments were put on hold. I think everybody just got set back on their heels, not really sure what to do. And then in April, I think after we all kind of figured out what's going on and people started working again, and now here in May, we're very busy like normal.
So in California, are the people, maybe not in construction in general, but the specific part of the construction industry that you guys, you know, helped to fulfill that area, were those people not deemed essential for California?
The epoxy guys are deemed essential. The epoxy installers are in the construction category and building category. So actually they are, and actually we've seen a rise in their business The epoxy flooring installers have been exceptionally busy because of several reasons. One of them being a lot of restaurants don't have time. They can't afford to shut down. They run on very small margins. And so they don't have time to stop and repair their floors. And because of COVID, they were forced to shut down. And so they took advantage of that time and repaired their floors and improved their floors. And so there's been quite a higher demand for those epoxy flooring installers. And we put a lot of Cove Base in a lot of restaurants.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I've definitely seen the same thing. I'm out in Baltimore, so I've noticed a few of the restaurants, like you said, take the opportunity now while they can't have patrons inside to do the work that they maybe would have had to shut down a little bit for in normal times. So,
yeah,
that's a great idea. Do you guys, as a company, I'm not sure what the chain looks like as far as where your manufacturing facilities are. Do you sell through distributors, or how does that all work for Speed Cove?
We are, our manufacturing plant is on the East Coast. We have distributors in several states. We are still looking for distributors in some other states where we do not have one yet. And we have distributors also in foreign countries, in Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean Islands, and in New Zealand, Australia, and a few other places.
Would you normally have been doing a lot of travel right now to those locations if we weren't sort of at stay-at-home orders?
You know, that's a good question. And actually, no. We stay pretty busy here in the office. There's really not a lot of time for travel. We try to do everything remotely and through the phone and through Skype to reduce travel. I feel that's just one thing that we can do to kind of help the business climate and the environment, just to do that as much as we can and just limit the travel.
I mean, and that, you know, that all probably has set you guys up for a really good situation right now, so that you're already used to working with your clients remotely. Do you have any sort of tips and tricks maybe for folks listening in on, like you just said, you know, using Skype to communicate with clients, those kinds of things?
You know, we're kind of a smaller company, and we're moving more into all the technology that's out there, the Google, the LinkedIn, the Pinterest, the website, and linking them all together with Facebook. And we are using that. We're really growing in that area right now, focusing on it. But we have been mostly just more traditional, just good old fashioned customer service, man to man, one to one, right on the phone, and answering the questions and helping them know exactly what they're doing, and just that good old fashioned customer service. So
yeah.
We do both. We do both.
That's great. I mean, I think that there are probably going to just be continue to be as many questions from the field now as there were before, potentially, as like you said, we go back to the new normal, that is, at least while people are starting to work again.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. You're right. We were kind of already set up for what's happening now. It's sort of the norm for us.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, that's great for you guys. What do you see as far as any potential changes for the industry moving forward, whether that's the overall construction industry or specific to, you know, the flooring industry as well? Anything you're noticing?
We are seeing more awareness and effort towards making floors more sanitary. And of course, easier to clean. Mm-hmm. It sounds kind of funny or trite, but if a floor is easy to clean, it's more likely to be cleaned. That might sound really silly, but it's true. When a floor is like a bathtub or a sink, there's no cracks, no grout lines, no seams. to scrub and have to focus on. It's just very easy to keep the floor clean, and so the goal has always been to just have clean floors that are just really easy to maintain. So they're very sanitary, and I believe that standard is really rising right now, and it's becoming more important.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point that I actually am in the, flooring business too, in a sense, and hadn't really even thought of that. I think it's probably one of the surfaces that gets easily overlooked as far as areas where we can make a difference when it comes to things, not just pandemic related with viruses, but any, all sorts of things that would need to be cleaned out of a restaurant or a hospital or areas where cleanliness really does matter. Yeah, that's a great point. I also think I can relate to the bathtub. I feel like I can just never get those grouts clean. So I feel like, that's probably a great analogy to use with people that those corners of a floor probably it really does matter over there.
The standard actually came from the US military, the Navy ships, many, many years ago, 50, 60 years ago, maybe even earlier. They found that it was hard to mop the ships when there was a square corner. The unsanitary matter gets stuck in square corners. So they said, just round it off. So they started manufacturing the ships with rounded corners, so they were easier to mop. So it was originally called Ship's Cove, and then the US the Environmental Health Department adopted that Navy military standard, from what I understand.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. It's amazing how the industries sort of bleed into one another and affect everything down the daisy chain. Yeah. Interesting. Do you see maybe any changes as far as, like we said, the social changes might be going on, that the cleanliness of floors, any sort of silver linings that you're seeing in the industry or outside of the industry for that matter? I mean, I feel like, talking with you is a great example to me of a silver lining that we might not have met otherwise. So it's a great opportunity to get to connect. Are you seeing other positives that are going on right now that we could share?
Oh, thank you. This might be a little strange, but I think as we have been quarantined and as people, as we've been separated now for weeks, and my heart just goes out to the people in New York City. It's just overwhelming. And the people in China and how they were, locked in their apartments for weeks or months on end. And I think everybody is coming out with a new appreciation of other people and their neighbors and the relationships that we have. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Even just, when you mention New York, I think of London too, where they have the 7 o'clock applause for all of the healthcare workers. Just kind of, it's just
They're
amazing.
heroes. They're
Yeah.
heroes. Every one of them.
They're heroes, and it's also it's encouraging that as a society we're sort of all rallying together. It's definitely it's a unifying effort despite troubling times,
Yeah, it's we have to find new and creative ways to work together, to encourage each other, and move forward and still be safe. It's
Absolutely.
challenging.
That's absolutely true. So I would imagine that, now that things are sort of going back to a new norm, for lack of a better phrase, that Speed Cove has some great things going on for 2020. Do you want to share any items or, products, events, or what have you, what that's going on for you guys this year?
Yes, we are bringing on new shapes and sizes and profiles to our line that we've had before. We have four sizes, 1, 4, 6, and 8. The 4 and the 6 being the most common. That's 4 inches high or 6 inches high. That's sort of been the Cove Base standard, sanitary Cove Base standard for many years. We're bringing on new shapes and sizes. We can make any shape or any size anyone needs. And we've had some interesting requests lately for some very large, more rounded radiuses. And we were able to quickly manufacture some custom door sills to match the original door sills from a very old building back in Boston, one of the emergency pandemic hospitals that they put our Speedcove in. And we made some door sills so that we could also help them keep the floors that were getting mopped a lot. They tend to be a little more sloppy, a little wet. We wanted to keep that separate in a certain room and not let it go into another room and get onto a different kind of floor. And so we've come up with we've had some strange opportunities to serve and to help them get these things done as quickly as possible and meet the needs.
That's
So it's
great.
been interesting.
Do you expect that specific product will be available now to the greater market, or is that kind of, do you do one-offs like that where it's a specific need that you're fulfilling?
That was kind of a one-off custom need. They may need more of those if they choose to continue to expand the pandemic emergency hospitals. But we can make all shapes, all sizes, profiles. We can make just about anything that people need. So it'll be interesting to see what pops up. We've had several new requests, and we're now supplying product for COVID-19 pandemic pharmaceutical manufacturing. We've been supplying pharmaceutical manufacturing for many years, and so we'll see. But we're ready to meet the needs and the challenges that come our way.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me how many points along the way touch like the COVID-19 need. You obviously hear in the news, at least you used to hear a lot about the PPE manufacturers and the need for those. But obviously there are a lot of other needs too, and you guys have definitely a niche that you can help fulfill, so that's got to feel good too. That's great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the whole goal was very simple in the beginning. Let's make floors as sanitary and easy to clean as possible and as quick and as easy as to put in. So a super sanitary floor that's really fast and easy to put in. That's what people need. That's what they want. And now more than ever.
And just to clarify, when you say a 4-inch cove base, does that mean 4-inch like vertically up the wall, or are you talking
Yes.
about the radius?
Yes. The radius, our radius is around 1 inch. That's what the industry has been hand troweling for years. We match that. The code requirement is only 3/8 of an inch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's pretty small.
Yeah.
So everybody in the epoxy industry utilizes a 1 inch, a much larger radius than the tile industry does. So we went ahead and just matched that 1 inch. It's
Okay.
it looks better and it's easier to clean.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. If people want to follow up with you after this, how can they reach you?
They can email me at dstandal. That's dstandal at speedcove.com, and that's COVE. Or they can go to our website, speedcove.com, and make a connection there. We'll be glad to help them.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to chatting with you again, hopefully in the near future when we're all on the other side of this. Thanks so much, Doug.
Yes, thank you. You too.